this kind of attachment that they have to sort of more activist approaches to environmentalism, right? Which is kind of focused on sort of getting those in power to like to pay attention to the severity of the crisis and to do the right thing, and you know that the world needs to come together so that we can keep the global emissions like parts per million of carbon to below a certain threshold. Like this is all kind of a fool's errand to actually try to approach the problem this way. And then really what needs to happen is people need to start taking direct action and then also just preparing for a world that is coming, which we are not currently doing a very good job of.
We need to occupy land and take, you know, be able to take control of some spaces for the, back for the community. And we need for people to be able to try to salvage what's left because, you know, huge, huge areas of land are being devoured. And, you know, is climate change, like, you know, climate catastrophe gets worse and worse. We're going to need places. We're going to need places to go. And like, you know, I don't think this society is going to be here forever. So it's interesting to hear from people who have, you know, more or less successfully been able to occupy and hold territories like outside of state control, and hoping to spark more of that.
So how can listeners check out Submedia's videos, support your work, or get involved if you're looking for that?
You can check out our videos on our website, which is sub.media. We are also on Mastodon. We are part of the Collectiva collective. So we are on collectiva.social and collectiva.media, which is our PeerTube instance. You can also catch our videos, or not Into Rebellion because it's too long, but you can follow us on Instagram. We're also on YouTube, but we try to encourage people to get away from those sort of surveillance capitalist platforms as much as possible. And then in terms of support, some of the things that are going to be coming up, like we need contacts with anarchists in parts of the world that we currently don't. So if you are an anarchist from some of the countries that we plan on covering for this series, if you have contacts of people in Iraq, for instance, who are part of like the 2019 uprising, we would love to hear from people. If not, and you just want to organize local screenings, that would also be much appreciated. We are encouraging people to start screening our films locally, and you know, to start, you can just get together with a couple of buddies and start watching them and having these conversations. And then, yeah, beyond that, also, you know, we're an independent anarchist collective, and we don't really have any institutional backing or any, we're not getting arts grants or anything for this. So we do also accept donations that kind of allow us to continue doing this sort of work. And particularly with Into Rebellion, we are hoping to be able to use the funds that we raise to produce some high quality film. And as I mentioned before, to purchase some equipment for comrades who need it and stuff like that. So any money that can be donated to help us with this will be much appreciated, and we will do our best to put it to good use.
No arts council is going to give money to filmmakers that portray that many burning cop cars. So we definitely need help. Yeah. We also have a tab on our website for gear, and you could have lovely hats that say Make America Go Away, or a myriad of other t-shirts and stuff, lovely stuff that you can buy. Some of them have burning cop cars on them. Some of them have bolt cutters or knives. And they're lovely. So we, you know, buying that really does help us out. So do it if you want. I'm not going to tell you what to do.
Heat Score, you had mentioned PeerTube. For those in the listening audience that aren't familiar with that, could you talk about that? Because it's, you were countering that in some ways to YouTube, Instagram, and these other social media platforms.
Sure, yeah. So we've long had a pretty love-hate relationship, mostly hate, with these large social media conglomerates. So yeah, we've always realized that it is a pretty big strategic vulnerability to be hosting all of our anarchist propaganda on a company that makes autonomous drone systems. In 2020, us and some other comrades got together and started this project Collectiva. And the whole purpose of that is to provide alternative kind of open source social media infrastructure. And one of those, PeerTube, is kind of people are more common with Mastodon as being part of the quote unquote Fediverse, these like federated social media platforms that run on the ActivityPub protocol. PeerTube is essentially the YouTube version of that. If Mastodon is the replacement for Twitter or X, then PeerTube is the replacement for YouTube. So Collectiva.media, we encourage people to go check it out. That's where we host all of our videos, so we don't have to worry about them getting yanked by YouTube or Google or Meta or Zuckerberg. So we don't have to hold back. And if we get our videos pulled from other sites, then they will all be there. And it's a large repository of anarchist videos from around the world. One of the largest single collections of anarchist media you will find on the internet.
Well, that's exciting. Nuke and Heatscore, thank you so much for having this conversation. And I definitely suggest listeners give a view to Inner Rebellium and check out the Submedia site if they haven't visited there. And there's a ton of different content there always being produced. And it's glorious. But yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks for having us.
Mm-hmm. My pleasure. The Final Straw is a proud member of the Channel Zero network of anarchist podcasts, and here's a jingle from another member of CZN.
Welcome to Molotov Now, a podcast about taking action.
In Molotov Now, we analyze and discuss news articles and stories of resistance from around the globe and connect them to our struggles here at home in Aberdeen, Washington.
In the spirit of building solidarity between the rural and the urban, we hope to inspire direct action in the face of oppression and to light a fire to find each other in the darkness.
And now some words from anarchist prisoner Sean Swain.
Listening back to my videotaped deposition that my counsel has filed in pending litigation, I had an epiphany, something I never really grasped until now. The epiphany is this: administrators who run prisons are morons. I don't say that to insult them. I'm not calling names. I'm not even trying to be funny. I just realize they're morons. Someone who saw my deposition suggested to me that I should give prison administrators more credit than I do, that they're fully aware of the scope and breadth of the evil that they do, that it's completely deliberate. And it occurred to me that my principal fault in dealing with the fart goblins of the prison industrial complex has really been just the opposite. I give them too much credit. I presume that they know what they're doing and what their laws require and what the limits to their authority are. But they really don't. They're morons. And I don't mean that they're morons like the driver who cuts you off on the freeway, or the coworker who blows up a burrito in the microwave at work and doesn't bother cleaning it up. Oh, no. The fart goblins of the prison industrial complex are far greater morons in magnitude than your ordinary run-of-the-mill moron. Consider, to run a prison, you must accept that hurting people and subjecting them to torments will make them better. They really have to accept that, even though all experience tells us the opposite. If hurting people made them better, we'd all have our childhoods duct taped to dartboards. But we don't. It takes a moron to accept that ill logic. But worse, prison administrators don't just passively accept that hurting people makes them better. They actually employ a program to hurt people and make them better. A program they expect to work, because they're morons. But even more, they not only employ a program to hurt people and expect them to get better for it, but they do it for years and years, seeing the same results and getting surprised by them. They're surprised, case after case, year after year, as the people that the prison administrators mangled in captivity fail to be better people for it. And the prison administrators don't question whether the program is somehow faulty, if perhaps the philosophy behind hurting people and making them better is incoherent, if maybe the whole idea of caging humans at great financial and social and human cost should be scrapped. They don't question it, because they're morons. So, as for the deposition I mentioned, I'm excited about this. My counsel had to have it posted on YouTube for the court to view it, as they have no method for filing video otherwise. As the video is now before the court, that makes it a public document. You can check it out if you like. Go to YouTube and search for capital Y, small HB, capital AEYUU, small EI, capital Q. Or, if it's easier, go to any of my social media, which will likely be listed at the Final Straw Radio Show webpage by the magic of the interweb, and check out the link to my video deposition. The entirety of the deposition is 3 hours and 18 minutes. That's as long as the movie Gandhi. And really, you only have to listen. You don't have to watch. My face adds very little to the story. Might even detract. I've got a face for radio, you know. What this video deposition does for the first time is give me the forum for telling the whole story, from the injustice of my criminal case to all the ways the Ohio Department of Retribution and Corruption has targeted me, attempted to silence me, how they subjected me to torture and blacksiding, how they plotted to kill me and then renditioned me, the weaponization of all of their processes, engineered and masterminded by the prison system lawyer who groped me and then employed all of the tools at his disposal to destroy me, and how the administrators inheriting power in his absence have continued his retribution, which makes all of them rapists by proxy. Yeah, morons. So, of anything I've ever said or done to enrage and humiliate my captors, this video deposition tops it all by like a magnitude of 1,000. If they have any sense at all, once they watch it, they should feel embarrassed and regretful. They should probably feel like they have a responsibility to undo as much as possible all of the ruthless nonsense they've done. But that's the thing with morons. They double down, triple down, quadruple down. In fact, even as I write this, I fully expect the fart goblins of the Ohio Department of Retribution and Corruption to again treat me like a terrorist because I did everything counsel told me to do in pending litigation against them. I expect them to get mad that the deposition is posted online and that it details all of their corruption and criminality. I fully expect them to blacksite me, disappear me, employ all of their weaponized processes to impose retaliation, and to pretend that my exposure of them somehow makes me a violator of their rules. Morons are, after all, morons, and they're pretty consistent. Whatever they do to me, however, will simply go to prove everything I said was true. And whatever they do to me, that testimony will remain posted online forever. The world now knows who they are and what they are. It's a scathing indictment of their state terror. No matter what they do, the eyes of the world are watching. My posted deposition will be the lasting legacy of the Ohio Department of Retribution and Corruption forever. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from the super duper uber mega ultra hyper turbo multi maxi max in Youngstown, Ohio. If you're watching my deposition video on YouTube, you are the resistance.
You can still write Sean at his new old new again address at Sean Swain number A243205 OSP Youngstown 878 Coitsville Hubbard Road, Youngstown, Ohio 44505. You can find his past writings, updates on his case, hear his past audio, find out how to get his books, plus ways to contribute to his legal defense fund at seanswain.org.
This is The Final Straw Radio. The show will later be archived at thefinalstrawradio.noblogs.org, and you can email us with questions and suggestions at thefinalstrawradio@riseup.net or thefinalstrawradio@protonmail.com. If you'd like to use any episode for your project or radio show, feel free to do so. Just send us an email to let us know. If you care to, you can send us letters at TFSR, P.O. Box 6004, Asheville, North Carolina, 28816. Programming support is brought to you by Firestorm Books. Located at 1022 Haywood Road in West Asheville, Firestorm is a bookstore and social movement space owned by its workers in operation since 2008. Their event calendar and complete catalog of books can be found online at firestorm.coop.
Les ailes de la rôle s'effleuraient des pylônes. Quand, m'étant malgré moi égaré, nous arrivâmes, Rolls et moi, dans une zone dangereuse, un endroit isolé. Cette Silver Ghost de 1910 s'avance en éclaireur, la Vénus d'argent du radiateur, dont les voiles légers volent aux avant-postes. Poste de radio couvrant le silence du moteur, elle fixe l'horizon et l'esprit ailleurs semble tout ignorer des trottoirs que j'accoste. déconner avant que je ne perde le contrôle de la Rolls. J'avançais lentement. Ma voiture dériva. Et un heurt violent me tira soudain de ma rêverie. Merde! J'aperçus une roue de vélo à l'avant qui continuait de tourner en roue libre. Et comme une poupée qui perdait l'équilibre, la jupe retroussée sur ses pantalons blancs.
it simple, soft and plain. A story leading to an infinite refrain. And though I like the air of roaring ecstasy, every now and then it's just too much for me. We'll be right back.
Plus platform, co-funded by the European Union and Pro Helvetia.
Hi there, it's Enrique. I'm a Kiev-born and Prague-based music producer, DJ, and audio performer. This year I joined Shape Plus platform artist roster. This platform is developed for the innovative music and interdisciplinary art. It's co-founded by the European Union. So regarding to all this information, I want to take your attention to my listening session that I made in my home studio. For the next hour, you'll be transferred to the down-tempish experimental dubby forms that are mixed with electroacoustic shoegazy jams, also with vocals, organic textures, and field recording. Some of these tracks will be released soon in this year and in the next.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.